I think we should. It's probably snow, but I think we should. We'll shoot for the last Sunday in this month. That sounds good. If you would, turn in your Bibles to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7. Now, I want to read verses 11 through 14. I'm glad I come in when I did, because Walter covered part of what I was going to say. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, beginning in verse 11. Wisdom is good with an inheritance, and by it there is profit to them that see the sun. For wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense, but the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom giveth life to them that have it. Consider the work of God, for who can make that straight which he hath made crooked? In the day of prosperity be joyful, but in the day of adversity consider, God also hath set the one over against the other to the end that man should find nothing after him. I'm going to stop right there. As it says in the first chapter, these are the words of the preacher. Now, it is said that this book was written by Solomon, the son of David. And it's a good book. I like it. There are some wonderful statements and thoughts and revelations in this book. But the one thing I wanted to speak about here is in the fact, in this world we live in, there are some crooked things. Actually, he brings this up in the first chapter of Ecclesiastes. He says, that which is crooked cannot be made straight, and that which is wanting cannot be numbered. That's Ecclesiastes 1 and 15. There are some crooked things in this world. Now, just for information's sake, in the Bible, crooked usually means bad. Straight means good. Now that we're done with the deep things. Well, sometimes you wonder in this world, because they're calling the crooked straight, and they're calling the straight crooked.
That's exactly right.
Now, it seems to be the case here because of the fact that it speaks of making the crooked straight. Now, one thing I do know is crooked people are definitely bad. That's in Philippians 2 and verse 15, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst, in the middle, surrounded by a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. We are in the middle of a crooked and perverse nation. And if you want to go on with it, we're in the middle of a crooked and a perverse world. The sons of God are not members of a crooked nation. They're in the midst of it. We are not of the world, but we are in it. And that's why I didn't turn on the television yesterday, and that's why I'm late today. So. Now, before somebody gets carried away, because this is part of what I wanted to talk about, was, well, that's talking about nations. That's not talking about people. You hear that constantly about Romans 9. Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. Well, that's nations. Okay. Nations are made up of people. Nations are not property. They may have boundaries,
sure,
but nations are made up of people,
right,
in the Scripture. Now, in this nation, it doesn't mean that everyone is crooked and perverse outwardly.
Right.
Some people may be moral and perceived to be straight. But the unregenerate and the reprobate are crooked.
Right. Yeah.
This is talking about people. And this is what we are surrounded by. The thing, I almost skipped that part. Where God talks about people. And I got into a little bit of this because of where I thought of Romans 9. Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. In Psalms you'll find several references from David. Psalms 26 and verse 5. I have hated the congregation of evildoers and will not sit with the wicked. That's a good position.
Mm-hmm.
Psalms 31 and verse 6. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. That's a good position. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. That's Psalms 97 and verse 10. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. I like that one. Because I hate every false way. Even the ones I don't know about. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. Repeats it. Then you get to Psalms 139 and 22. It says, I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies.
Yeah.
Now these are the words of the sweet psalmist of Israel.
Yeah. Right.
The man after God's own heart.
Mm-hmm.
I hate them with a perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. David didn't seem to like people who did evil. David didn't seem to like people who lied about God.
Right.
And David didn't seem to like people who hated God. These people are crooked. And this nation is perverse. Walter, this is part of what you got into. When we talk about God loves everybody. Okay? And where that, in Romans 9, Jacob and Esau, that's speaking of nations. Read Proverbs 6, verses 16 through 19. These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. And if you look in the Young's Little Translation, it says, seven are a hatred to his soul. Pretty bad. Abomination's not good. Okay? But that's pretty bad. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that are swift and running to mischief. A false witness speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. Now, if you read that passage, The word thing, the six things the Lord hates, that's in italics because they added that. And you can leave it out for a purpose. It's not a bad thing. I mean, it's not. Because you start off, you got a proud look, you got a lying tongue, there are hands that shed innocent blood, there's a heart that devises wickedness. Then we come to six and seven, or feet heading for mischief, buddy. Oh, gosh. Then we come to six and seven, a false witness, and he that sows discord among the brethren. But God loves everybody. Something's wrong here. Something's wrong here. Something's not matching up. So either Solomon, who is supposed to have been a wise man, speaks a lot about wisdom, and the Proverbs and in Ecclesiastes is wrong, or Jerry Falwell was wrong.
Right. That's exactly right. That's exactly
right. I'll bet on Solomon every time. Because either Solomon's wrong or Oral Roberts is wrong. And I know Oral Roberts is wrong. And I'm not going to even mention Jimmy Swaggart. Good Lord Almighty. The writer of Proverbs states that God hates certain people.
That's what it says.
Now, people say, well, I ain't got time for some of this. Basically, they say say that God hates the sin but loves the sinner. Okay?
That's what they say.
That's what they say. That's a lie. Okay? God does hate the sin.
Sure.
He does. He hates the action. Okay? But God also hates sin. And that's where actions come from. A heart that deviseth wickedness. And that's in here. And it hasn't gone away. I wish it had, but it hasn't. That's Romans 7. But in this verse here, this is Ecclesiastes 7 and verse 13. It starts off, consider the work of God. Mm-hmm. Who can make straight which he has made crooked? Now, I'm not saying by any stretch of the imagination that God is the author of sin. But God was not surprised or shocked that this happened.
Right.
Satan fell. Adam sinned and fell.
Yep.
But God made provision. Because, and I believe it was Jesus Christ that came walking in the cool of the garden, in the cool of the evening, in the garden. And he clothed them with skin. And he covered their nakedness. A sacrifice was shown. Who can make crooked? Who can make straight that which he hath made crooked? The answer is not me.
Yeah.
And the answer is not you.
Yeah.
The answer is Jesus Christ. That's it. Jesus Christ alone. Walter read it. God has committed all judgment. The Father's committed all judgment unto the Son. And even as the Father quickeneth, the Son quickeneth whom he will. Even something crooked.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Who can make straight that which he hath made crooked? He can. Hath not the potter power over the clay?
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
He does.
He'll make those vessels any way he sees fit. And if you don't like it, that's your problem, not his.
Right. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Well, in Isaiah 42 and verse 16, it says, "And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not.
Yeah.
I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them."
Mm-hmm.
He makes the crooked things straight. He makes the darkness light. He does these things, and he does not forsake them. He brings the blind by a way they knew not. And boy, I didn't know this way. That's good stuff. Once I was blind, now I see. Jesus Christ makes the crooked things straight. And he will never, never, ever, never, ever, never, ever forsake his people.
Amen.
And the crooked things that are made straight will stay straight.
Yeah.
Forever. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful again for this time to be here in this place. We ask for your blessings as we go.